I want to share a thought with you tonight before we go any further. That's on my heart. I'm going to be sharing from Psalm 34, but just to give you a little background, David, a young psalmist of Israel, was anointed, called of God to be king, but he's not king yet, but the Lord had spoken an incredible word over his life. Incredible promise, word of promise. God had told him he was going to use him. He's going to raise him up. And David begins to go through a difficult season prior to him ascending to the throne. His predecessor, Saul, is trying to kill him. And David is afraid for his life. And so he gets this thought. Maybe I would be better off hiding among the Philistines, the enemies of Israel, the enemies of the people of God. Maybe if I go to Philistia and hide among the people there, that I might be safe. Because he thought to himself, Saul is going to get me. Saul's going to kill me. On several occasions, Saul had taken a javelin and tried to pin David to the wall. And David was, of course, had been called in to help King Saul, who was oppressed by the enemy. And when David would play his harp, would worship the demonic forces that were oppressing that king, the king of that day, Saul, because of his rebellion to God, he had opened himself up to the enemy, and so he's trying to kill David now because he sees the hand of the Lord on David. And so David is afraid, and he thinks to himself, I might be safer. He didn't believe the report of the Lord. And he didn't believe the report of the Lord. God had told him, you're going to be king someday. God had spoken an incredible promise over his life, but fear gripped his heart. And so he's now operating in fear, and he's being led by fear and driven by fear to do things he would never imagine he would find himself doing. So now David runs to the Philistine camp. He seeks solace there. He seeks a refuge there, but of course he's in the wrong place. And maybe he thought to himself, they're not going to recognize me. Well, the Bible tells us otherwise. They immediately recognized him as the one who had slain one of their own, Goliath. He was a giant slayer. And they recognize that. Do you know when the Lord is using you to make a difference? The enemy knows it. I said, the enemy knows it. But yet sometimes we forget the report of the Lord. We forget what God has spoken over our lives, and we begin to operate out of fear. We begin to move in the flesh. And we take matters in our own hands and we make a mess of things. And so David finds himself among the Philistines, and they recognize who he is. They recognize him as a giant slayer. They recognize him as the one who had slain some of their own, who had slain their own man, Goliath, and whom the women used to sing about, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. And so they knew who David was. They recognized him right away. And so David is now suddenly realizes the jig is up. He's been found out. They know who he is. And so now suddenly he's afraid. He finds himself afraid, and he didn't know what they were going to do, whether they were going to lock him up or whether they were going to kill him. But of course, David, the Bible says, he begins to cry out to God in the silence of his own heart. You know, he cries out to God because the Lord delivers him. But he begins to feign being crazy. He goes to the city gates and he knocks his head against the wall. He begins to drool on himself, on his beard. He's doing everything he can in the flesh to save himself. But you know, God is so good. I said, God is so good that even when we make a mess of things and we find ourselves in places we shouldn't be, in and we've taken matters in our own hands. The Lord is so merciful and so kind and so good that when we look to him, he delivers us. He's still good. He's still faithful. He's still able. He's still... But you know, there are times when there are consequences to our behavior and to our actions. But David manages to escape the camp of the enemy. And he is so grateful to God because the Lord delivered him. And I know you're grateful to the Lord because he's delivered you over and over and over and over again. Are you with me tonight? And so the psalmist David, he pens this psalm to the Lord in Psalm 34. After these events, he says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. I'm not going to boast in my own plans or my own strength or my own ingenuity. I'm going to boast in the Lord. David knew the Lord had gotten him out of that mess. Do you know the Lord has gotten you out of your mess time and time again? He says, I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. So tonight, if you find yourself helpless, if you find yourself strengthless, if you find yourself planless, plan A, B, C, D, E, and F have expired, and you've got no plan G, you're just done. You've come to your wit's end, your back is against the wall, and you've got nothing else. You've got no more cards in your hand, and you're done. You're in a good place. I said, you're in a good place. Because he gives power to the weak. Hallelujah. I said he gives power to the weak. David, the psalmist, the apostle Paul said this, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. Therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities that the power of God might rest upon me. I will glory in my infirmities. I will glory in my weakness so that God's power will rest upon me. Let all who are helpless take heart. There's hope tonight. If you feel helpless tonight against your enemies, there's hope tonight. You can take heart tonight. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. He says, you know what? I'm not going to focus on my struggles, my battles. I'm going to focus on the Lord. I'm going to speak of his greatness over my situation. I'm going to exalt his name over my trials and my difficulties. He said, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from some of my fears. From most of my fears. He said, all, somebody. He freed me from all my fears. Are you afraid tonight? He said, he freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. Hallelujah. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. The angel of the Lord. You know who that is speaking of? Jesus. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Oh, the joy, the celebration, the satisfaction of those who trust in Him. Hallelujah. Of those who take refuge in Him. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, the God in whom I trust. Hallelujah. Fear the Lord, you His godly people. In other words, stand in awe of Him. Reverence Him. For those who fear Him will have all they need. Those who fear Him. Those who stand in awe of Him. Those who reverence Him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry. But those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Praise the Lord. The writer goes on to say, come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and His ears are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears His prayer when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Hallelujah. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Are you brokenhearted tonight? He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles. Folks, don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trials that have come to try you. The righteous person faces many troubles. But the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. The Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. And this was speaking also prophetically of Christ. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked. In other words, those who haven't trusted in God, who refuse to trust in Him. And punish those who hate the righteous. Folks, those who stand against you, you need to know they're on a slippery slope. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve Him. No one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give Him praise tonight. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. Therefore, victory belongs to you and I tonight.